Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Time hour here on Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. Red Sox won again last night. They just keep winning. It's like their thing now. Just keep winning games. On pace for over 100 wins. They're the eighth team. I read this last night in the post-game notes. Team-issued post-game notes. They're the eighth team in the expansion era, which is 1961 until the present day, to win as many as 64 of their first 93 games. The last team to do it, the Dodgers in 2017. Five of the previous seven won the pennant. Each of the previous seven finished the regular season with over 100 wins, averaging 107 wins. Which I thought right away was, wait, if the Red Sox don't get to 100 wins now, they've sort of choked. They've had a terrible finish to the year. They just need to finish over 500 to get to 100 wins now.
Right.
How awesome is that?
They've given themselves room to, in essence, say, potentially get swept by either the Yankees or a team that's competitive with them and still sweep up and beat the teams you're supposed to beat and take those series and still finish in a good spot to where you're still probably not even playing the playing game.
They've got a 688.
They have a cushion.
688 winning percentage to this point. You can't drop below 500 the rest of the way now.
40 of 70 at home to finish up.
40 of 70.
Left after, so 39 of 69.
The schedule is favorable to the Red Sox down the stretch. You know who it's not favorable to?
Yankees.
The Yankees.
Yeah.
Yankee schedule is not favorable.
It's not favorable, but if you're sort of right there on pace with the Red Sox, and you know, we've talked about this in other sports too, your schedule and the road that you travel, does that harden you when tough times come? So say, you know, everything's, I mean, we did it with David Price here for a month, right? Pitching against crap teams. Eight straight, you know, 7-1 through eight games, eight great starts. He's back. He's talking crap. Then all of a sudden you play good teams and you get smacked in the mouth. Like, what's better, though? Is it better to stay pace and play a more difficult or go through a difficult road to get there so that when the playoffs start, you're hardened, you're ready, your rotation set? Or is it better to sort of beat teams on cruise control or one of those bullpen-type games last night where you really don't have a starter, but your offense is that good, you go out and just crush people. And then somebody pitches against you in the first playoff game. Now all of a sudden, uh-oh, we just got three hit. Is our pitcher good enough to hang in that game? Grisel, I think, is. Everybody else, we don't know. We don't. You don't know that about Porcello. David Price goes when? Tomorrow night? We'll see how his next outing goes. I mean, they're cruising right now. Eight straight. Probably win tonight. Just think about it. David Price go out and get shelled tomorrow night. Stop all the fun. Like, that's what you're dealing with here. Imagine what we think about this team without Price. I know you said, what, yesterday or the day before, he's having a good year. Well, not for what he's being paid to do. He's being paid to shut down Yankees.
No, I don't think he's meeting the expectations or living up to his contract, but he's not having a bad year.
Yeah.
I wouldn't term it bad. I wouldn't term it great either. It's somewhere in the middle.
And I said that the other day, too. I said, like, Eduardo Rodriguez, he's having a good year. You know, David Price, I expect more. I just expect so much more out of him. Well, we'll see.
So maybe the Yankee schedule is not as easy as the Red Sox, but as I look at it, I have it up in front of me.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
No. But it is. After, it is.
After the break.
Seems more of a grind for them than it does the Red Sox.
Yeah, not by much, though.
No.
Not by much.
It's probably less home games.
I mean, they're losing to Baltimore.
Yeah, but they have a lot of crap teams on their schedule the rest of the way.
Baltimore's beating them.
They've got Cleveland going into the break, right? That series starts tomorrow. And then after that, it's the Mets, the Rays, the Royals, the Orioles. They've got the Red Sox at the start of August. But then they've got the White Sox, the Rangers, the Rays again, Blue Jays, Marlins, Orioles, White Sox. I mean, it's a lot of bad teams in there. So their schedule is not exactly hard. I would say it's easy, just not as favorable of the home game setup for the Red Sox. The Yankees are on the road for much of September. That's the one advantage that I think the Red Sox have, is September. But now, about this 100 wins, they've failed if they don't get to 100 wins now, the Red Sox. They have.
Yeah.
The other part is the pennant. Have they failed if they don't win the pennant?
No.
I don't say that, but I do say this. There's only two acceptable losses they could take in the playoffs. They can lose to the Astros. They can lose to the Yankees. You lose to anybody else in the playoffs?
How about this?
We'll say they came up short.
How about this? How about you have a great year as far as, 108 or 109 wins, and you lose say you got to play the playing game.
Yeah, you can't lose that.
You can't lose that, right? Can't. It's amazing. You can have that type of year and everything hangs.
But they also shouldn't.
Stupid ass new rule.
So they've expanded their lead.
I know.
As they get closer to the break, they've done the opposite of what I feared could happen.
Right. Yeah. You're in control of it. But then when you're in control of it, you're the one to blame. So you will get more blame if things don't go your way. Oh. We got a long way to go yet.
Now a 3.5 game lead in the American League East for the Red Sox over the Yankees.
Did that game count last
And don't
night?
Forget, I mean, the Yankees, maybe not exactly right around this time, but by the end of July last year is when the Yankees got close and then faded.
Yep.
We could see it again. Tim is in Walpole on David Price. Tim.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tim.
I just wanted to talk about how ridiculous his attitude is after getting essentially $1 million every start. He's going to be the downfall of the Red Sox and really just Boston sports in general with the crying and whining that's extending from the Red Sox to the Celtics, to even the Patriots nowadays. It's just, it's sad to watch, and I can't stand the guy.
Real quick here, Tim, is he a worse signing than Carl Crawford?
Yes, because he's going to be here longer, there's more money involved, and he doesn't care.
Bingo.
Think about it. He makes $1 million a start. So when you played, I never heard you once bitch about a contract or that you were backing someone up or anyone else.
Oh, I complain to my family.
Well, yeah, but at the end of the day, it's Marcus Smart. I'm worth it.
It's a different league. It's a different ball. This is guaranteed money. I mean, you can't even look at my position and what I was and compare it to that.
I know, yeah, but any professional sports from where you were to where they are now, it's only about money, not about playing. For Marcus Smart to Isaiah Thomas, even Tom Brady now. I mean, he played under Belichick's rules for 18 years, and now he's going to act this way.
Yeah,
I mean,
but you're going to get Brady's max when it happens. You're going to get Marcus Smart's max game when he's out there. Bottom line, and what you're finding here, Tim, is these guys do what everybody wants to get paid. I got pissed off Rob Johnson, signed a contract with Buffalo, and I got too distracted by that instead of worrying about taking care of your own business. Like, what's that guy got? Why's he getting paid that? You always want what everybody else has, and that's a bad thing to have in sports. Now, you want to be treated fairly because you go there and you go through the grind, you do the same thing everybody else does, and all of a sudden, well, that guy has that. This guy has that. I think that's where part of the stuff is where Brady and Gronkowski, you've done it as long as they have for such a high level that at some point you want a little bit back. I don't know. But to not think that Marcus Smart's going to be a different player, but Price is just, he's defiant. He's unlikable. He's everything that's wrong. He's the worst signing probably in the history of the team from a free agent standpoint.
Oh, it's up there.
Free agent. That's why I brought it. Hard the other one's Carl Crawford, right?
Well, no. I mean, Pablo Sandoval is pretty high on the list.
Yeah, but you could look at the guy and
I don't know how anyone's going to top Pablo Sandoval.
It's Price.
No, he's giving you something.
Yeah. I don't know. Ruzne Castillo? Give me one at bat?
Yeah. That's
a pretty bad one. $72 million.
That's a bad one. Yeah. I mean, Crawford.
Renteria?
For all the talk of Crawford being a horrible signing, they got rid of him after a year and a half. They traded him and his salary.
Yeah, you found somebody to take
him. They moved him.
Yeah.
So they probably paid him like $30 million. That's a guess off the top of my head. Between the 2 years, it was a little over 20 a year. So let's say they paid him $32, $33 million, whatever it was, over a year and a half. Then he was gone.
Yeah.
Still a lot of money.
Sure is.
But you're able to move on from him. You moved on from Gonzalez's deal. You moved on from Beckett's deal at that time. No, I don't think Price is worse than Sandoval, Castillo. Alan Craig was a trade. But no, I don't think it's worse than Sandoval. Price gives you something.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's not that he's totally useless.
Yeah, see, people killed Lackey, too, but Lackey gave you something.
He just doesn't give you what you expected to get.
You know, Lackey went out there hurt. He had balls. He dropped them. You know, he went out there and competed, even with a bad arm. And Lackey came around. He came around, John Lackey, at the end.
617-779-0985. Manny Machado, could he end up with the Red Sox? According to a report in Baltimore, they are now talking again, the Red Sox and Orioles. There's also a report about what the Yankees don't want to give up in a trade for Machado and why he may not end up there. We'll get to all of this and your calls on the Red Sox next.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand. Mark in Medford wants to rant about David Price, so why don't you go ahead and get that out of your system. Go for it.
Guys, unless Price says he wants out of here, I'm sorry to say, but I think the Red Sox are stuck with this guy for four more years. I mean, he's 32 now. They can't get him off this team now because nobody's going to want him, not at that kind of money. And even a couple of years from now, he's going to be 34 years old. Who's going to give a 34-year-old pitcher $30 million a year?
Nobody.
It's not going to happen. I think the Red Sox are stuck with David Price for the duration until he's done. Because, I mean, he's got a bad attitude. He sucks in the playoffs. He sucks against good teams. And he sucks against the Yankees. He's worthless. He's worthless when you really need him.
Right. When you really need him, yes. But he's not totally worthless. There's some value. It's just not what you want. No, you don't want him to be a guy who's good against regular season games against Baltimore and Kansas City. We're not even Kansas
he's
City.
A,
I can't even get on that this week.
He's a three-day-old opened 2-liter bottle of soda.
Yeah.
You know, it's there's
even,
some
even
carbonation.
To me, it's too far.
There's some carbonation there, but the syrup starts to take over a little bit. You know, you could drink it because maybe you don't have anything else in the house. You take it. Because that's all you have, and you need it. You need something to drink. But perfect world, you want to open that bottle of Mountain Dew and say, He's 3-day-old Mountain Dew without the caffeine. Ugh. Like Mark said, he sucks.
Does the caffeine disappear after a couple of days? I didn't think that was a thing.
No, I need to get the whole thing down because you don't drink your normal amount, right? You're not going to drink the whole glass of soda. Glass of soda ain't lasting seven innings, I'll tell you that. Maybe four.
Oh. This, according to John Morosi 41 minutes ago, the Orioles are willing to trade Manny Machado to the Yankees if there's a left-handed pitching prospect by the name of Justice Sheffield in the deal. However, there is skepticism the Yankees would move Sheffield for a rental.
And see, what you've done here, creating this space, and with the Yankees being 3.5 games back now, and as you're starting to get some separation here, maybe force them into a little more pressure to where they got to panic to go get a guy like Machado. Maybe give up more because, damn, we need to make a move. We're there with Boston, but we need him. We need him through the stretch run.
And many have said the Yankees need pitching more than they would need someone like Manny Machado. I don't think listen, we got some Yankee fans out there. You tell me. What's a bigger need for you right now, pitching or adding Manny Machado? Because a lot of people would tell you, forget pursuing Machado and the crazy price you're going to pay for
pitching.
A rental. Go out and get pitching help.
Yep. Yeah.
And that, to me, comes down to, what do you believe is going to win in the playoffs again? We've sort of had this discussion. What's going to win? Hitting home runs again or having good pitching?
I dipped into Boomer a little bit this morning. The fans were all for pitching. The Yankee fans are panicking.
Boomer.
About
what? Boomer Sesson.
Boomer's show down
in
New York.
Oh, okay.
Boomer, I'll go to lights.
Was it Boomer? It's not Boomer and Card. Boomer and Geo, right?
Okay, and what do they all say?
I was shocked. They looked like three calls in a row of panicked Yankees fans saying they need to make a trade because the Red Sox just won't lose.
They've got the pitching right now, though.
They need more.
It's so strange that it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. You're talking about a couple of teams north of 105 wins could end up in a one game playoff to get in and end up disappointing fans for having not a bad season, a great regular season, but a disappointing season with well over 100 wins because they're not going to be able to do much in the postseason based on where the teams fall in their divisions.
Sabathia sucked this week. Sonny Gray has struggled, and he was bad this week.
Seems like Sonny Gray struggles against the Red Sox every time he faces them.
He struggles against a lot of teams. No, they basically have two guys they can bank on. Severino, who's been fabulous this year.
Severino.
Yeah, I've really come around on him because I didn't think he was very good in the beginning. But that slider he throws, holy smokes. So, Severino and Tanaka, that's what they got. They get two guys. They're gonna need more. What?
No. I mean, they are gonna need more. Everybody needs pitching. I would definitely go after pitching than Machado.
Yeah, what do you want as a Yankees fan, Zoe?
Yeah, you're a Yankee fan. What do you want?
Pitching.
Pitching is the Twins. Yankee fan Zoe says pitching.
Name brand Zoe, I'd like Machado because it's another superstar. In that lineup. Murderous Rose, throw him in there too.
Another righty against
sexy.
All those lefties the Red Sox throw out there.
Yeah. Yeah, just make sure one of them's Price.
There is a report in the Baltimore Sun that the Red Sox have renewed their conversations with the Orioles about Machado. I don't buy it. I don't think he's what they're looking for. The Red Sox have a need. Do you know what their need is?
Zach Britton.
Back of the bullpen.
In the bullpen.
That's their need. That they should focus in on and go after. And if you were to go and, say, acquire an eighth inning guy, a good one, or even a closer, someone who can close... Are you gonna say, oh damn, I wish they had gone out and gotten another bat. They really need another bat. No one's gonna say that. They have a singular need. Go get the bullpen help.
But if you've got, so where do the Yankees want to shore up on their staff?
They want to get another starter.
See that, and to me that's crazy. When you've got the Cy Young favorite right now, and you've got Tanaka also pitching well, what other team can say they've got two of the best guys on staff right now?
Well, they're kind of like you.
You've got
Chris Sale.
And then everything
Rodriguez
else
is pretty good, but he can't go than six.
I'd go Porcello before I go Rodriguez
too.
At this moment.
I would too.
At 12:25.
No, but I'm saying we got to get our playoff rotation set. I'm going Porcello too. Because, I mean, at least he's got a better sampling.
October already. They need to get to the finish line here in the regular season, and they need the starting help for that.
What's weird is your team's real similar.
Forget everything else.
Pretty similar.
They've got injuries that they've dealt with. They need starting pitching. Steven and Stoughton, a Yankee fan, on the line. Steven.
Hey. So, yeah, calling from a Yankee fan perspective, I'm not really interested in dealing Sheffield for any kind of rental. That said, if I could convince Machado to play third base and extend and also flip Andujar, our current third baseman, for DeGrom or somebody of the like in a package surrounding with Andujar as the centerpiece. That said, I would deal Sheffield for Machado given those other two factors.
All right, but if that's true and he wants to sign to New York, wouldn't you just say, you know what, we'll talk to you in the offseason?
Yeah.
I want to win this year. I want to make sure the Red Sox don't win this year.
Okay, but if you go get a starter, so what do you think is a bigger need? Do you think Machado or a starting pitcher?
Sorry, say that again.
What's a bigger need, adding Machado or adding a starting pitcher?
Pitcher by 1,000 degrees.
Okay, that's really the question.
Both.
I mean, that tells me that Machado is a luxury. He's not the need.
Right.
So if he wants to sign with you, why would you give up a lefty pitching prospect who might be really good when you could add Machado in the offseason?
Yeah, and Mr. Rental Guy, come here and show everybody what you can do. And by the way, switch positions. He told him to switch to third. Machado doesn't want to play third.
No, he doesn't.
Come on, I'm going to come to New York and
wants
oh yeah,
to play
here's
short.
Here's the stipulation. Oh, I have to move to third.
Sorry.
Yeah. No. No, thank you. Wait till the off season. I'll talk to you guys again in the off season. Like you said, that's it.
And I think why this report out of Baltimore would happen, by the way, that the Red Sox are back in, because the Orioles want the Yankees thinking the Red Sox are in, and the Red Sox want the Yankees thinking they're in, because both of those teams would like to see the price go up. The Red Sox would love to see the Yankees overpay for somebody, and the Orioles would like to get an overpayment or get maximum value for a player that they're trading away. That's why. Plenty of motivation, and the bullcrap flies big time from now until the deadline. We're about 3 weeks to the deadline. It starts flying, man. Here it comes, left and right. People leaking stories, generating stories, posturing, scheming, all of that goes on between now and the deadline in baseball.
Marcus Smart should get in on this.
Oh, I mean, his agent could learn a thing or two from baseball.
Happy.
From now until the deadline to get an idea of what it takes. Because they're not beating anybody with their current negotiating tactics. It's not working at all. It's terrible. 617-779-0985. Mookie Betts has a terrible idea for the Major League Baseball All-Star break. Hardy thinks it's a good
Hardy's
idea.
Got a problem with us.
I got a problem with anybody who doesn't want to at least try something to make something better.
We're going to get to that. And Dustin Pedroia is going home to Arizona. That is next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Red Sox will take on the Rangers for the third and final game of their series tonight. Sox have a chance to sweep after the 8-4 win last night. Tonight, it's going to be Chris Sale to the mound, opposing Bartolo Colon. What could be the Sox' ninth win in a row. At Wimbledon, it took 90 minutes to play the final set, but Roger Federer has lost to Kevin Anderson. Again, 90 minutes to play the final set. It went like this. Federer took the first two sets 6-2, 7-6, Anderson 7-5, 6-4 in the third and fourth sets, and then Anderson takes the fifth set 13-11 to advance at Wimbledon. Earlier, it was Novak Djokovic defeating Kei Nishikori in four sets to advance. World Cup will resume this afternoon. Another semifinal match between England and Croatia. The winner will go on to face France in the final on Sunday. Headlines are brought to you by AdCare Hospital. If you or a loved one is struggling with alcohol or drug use, help is just around the corner. Call AdCare at 1-800-ALCOHOL. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Up. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Miss something?
So what happens now?
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Dustin Pedroia back to Arizona, going home. What's your reaction to that, Zo?
Means he's done. I really believe that. I mean, I know you got 16, 15, 14, 12, I think, left on his deal. It's like 56, 55 million. I don't think you're getting much out of him. The GM told you he's got a bad knee, a really bad knee. You people need to realize that. It's about pain tolerance. If he's anywhere near thinking, you know, you could potentially get something. And I know they said they're hopeful he could come back later in the year. And what's that do for your team? I mean, we've talked about this team. Like, this team's got something going on. What are you doing sending a little leader away?
Well, as Cora said, the decision was to not have him feel the distractions or feel the tug of getting on the field sooner than he's actually able to get out there and do it.
So he's Edelman.
Reference that the cartilage surgery is a new thing for baseball players. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
And then because of that, the rehab is sort of up in the air. It's not a known thing, right? The rehab is not exactly known. There's no great track record of success with major league players having this surgery, rehabbing on a certain timeline and getting back. So the timeline is sort of up in the air. The timeline may be you can't keep playing with it. That could be the timeline. Alex Cora said that we love him to be around here. And when I heard that, I instantly thought, do they? Do they love having Dustin Pedroia around the clubhouse, especially when he's not playing? Do you think Dustin Pedroia is in a good mood right about now?
No.
I doubt it. I wouldn't be in a good mood. Who would be in a good mood?
No.
No, all he wants to do is play.
That's all he wants. That's what any good player wants.
But I think there's like this ingrained, you know, I'm the leader. I run this clubhouse, that I need to be present. I need to speak. There's that external. I think that's the pressure.
I don't think so. I don't really think he's like that. I think he wants to play. I think if you could have Dustin Pedroia.
But he knows he can't play. What else can he do?
Hooked up to truth serum. He'd say, all I want to do is go out there and play, and I hope everybody else plays as hard as I do. All right, you're looking for a leader. Here I am. But he was always a lead by example type of guy. That's the type of guy Pedroia is. And he would help. We know that he helped out Hanley Ramirez at first. We know that he helped with David Price's pitching motion. You know, he would say things and do things and had elements of being a leader. But more than anything, he just wants to play. That's what he wants. I don't think it's killing him that he can't stand up in front of the guys in the clubhouse and, you know, rah, 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 let's go get the Rangers and sweep tonight. I don't think that's his main thing. He just wants to play.
But I think the only way he can help the team is being around the team and being vocal or being in that clubhouse. It's almost like they want him out of the clubhouse.
I know that he also referenced that Pedroia was taking up a lot of time with the medical staff and that Pedroia was weary of taking too much time away from guys who are going out and playing every night. Maybe the medical staff was like, what are we doing?
Maybe
you know, we do have other play. We have 25 guys that have got to play.
Maybe he was sleeping in one of those beds they have there, those little nap beds, the Jordan sleep beds, comfort.
I got the nap room.
Mm. We need one of those here.
I just think all these things could be a factor. Yeah, he's taking up a ton of time with the medical staff, and he's not playing. And other guys need the medical staff who are playing. He's here, and he's unhappy because he's not playing. Well, that's understandable, to be expected. So you got an unhappy player who's an older player who's, as you said, a hard-o, not a hard-ass. Is that what you said, Hardy?
Hard-o. Yeah, not a hard-o. He's a hard-o.
You know what he is? He's one of those guys, and God, we had him at Maryland all the time, walk-ons. Guy does everything. 100 miles an hour. Walk-throughs, 100 miles an hour. Super speed on everything.
Mm. Here's what I do gather, though, from listening to Corey yesterday. The team has no freaking idea what's going to happen. They have no idea.
They're almost hoping he goes away, comes back next year, and his thing's, like, healed. Like, give him the entire year. That might be the best route for them.
You know what else it could be? They think he's done. They don't think he's really going to be able to make it back from this surgery. And they're thinking, let's get him out of here and start getting him used to the idea that he's not playing baseball anymore. Right?
Yeah, maybe mentally being around the ballpark was a bad thing for him.
You know, Cora said, I think he's going to play again before the end of the season. Then he had to, like, stress that it was his personal belief that no one was telling him that. Medical staff, doctors, Pedroia, no one was telling him that. He didn't want to put that on the player.
Are they telling him you're doing too much rehab here, bud?
Privately,
too much time.
Privately, he might be thinking to himself, oh, man, this is really bad because he's done and he can't come to grips with it. He can't realize it. So we're going to send him away. Let him go do his own thing. Send him home to Arizona, and he's out of here. And I think now, if you're the Red Sox, you're going to figure this out going into next year. You can't have Dustin Pedroia be your plan at second base.
No.
No, you've got to replace him now.
Oh, you got to. Yeah, I mean, it's Holtz Nunez time. Let's go.
Yeah, now, for now, not next year.
No, now, yeah.
You need to get something a little more permanent.
Yeah, you're not sitting at an internal meeting saying, hey, here's what we're planning out the next few weeks. And potentially, you know, like they said, well, we knew Petey was coming back this time. And that's when, like, the whole Hanley stuff came down. He really didn't. He did not. You circled that date and you hoped that date would come. And his leg told you otherwise.
Mookie Betts says it's time to dump the home run derby and move on from it. He says, do something else or take it out. He tells Rob Bradford, don't even do it.
One of the dumbest things I've ever heard about All-Star Week.
He wants a skills competition, something like throwing from the outfield contest, some type of throwing contest, he said, trying to throw into a barrel, where infielders have to take a ground ball to your left, ground ball to your right, slow roller, and then they have to throw into a screen with a box. That might be something. I can't wait for the slow roller competition. Wait till he barehands a slow roller. Ooh.
Hey, Let's get John Lester and everybody on the mound and have them throw to first.
So you're getting
caught
up in the
specifics. Let's pretend somebody's on first.
No, this is his quote. That's his quote.
I know you're getting caught up in
that's his quote.
Let's just go macro. Is the baseball all-star festivities everything it could be?
No, absolutely. Everything has room for improvement.
Let's add a home to third race. Let's add a gunner runner down at the plate from center field competition.
Okay. Can I tell you what? Can we meet in the middle on this, Hardy?
We'll meet in the middle on the pickle contest.
No.
Yes.
No.
Pickle.
Here's my question. Why do we have to eliminate the home run derby if you're going
to
do the skills?
You don't have to.
Okay.
You don't have to eliminate the home run derby.
Okay.
Add to it.
Wait, so
let's do a couple other things.
It's all going to be the same event?
Like a decathlon?
No.
That would be awesome.
Shut up, Jim. It's not a decathlon.
Doing your kids races.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Mookie doing the 400 meter.
Give him free watermelon.
What are we doing here?
Because for the same reason why at the NHL skills competition, the hardest shot guys, like Zdeno Chara, you want to see if he can get 110 on the gun with his slap shot, okay? You don't expect Chara to then go in the fastest skater competition. He doesn't have to do both. It's what you excel at. The home run derby guys can hit the home runs. The fast players can do the race from the home to third or whatever. And the center fielders or outfielders.
No, Hardy, they're going to do the home to home race where each guy starts at home.
Okay, home to home. Good. Fine. Great.
You do it like you do in the T-ball. You start one guy on second base, you start one guy at home, and they go around. They got to go all the way around.
Oh, yeah, you can do it that way.
That way, don't bump into each other.
Yeah, I was going to say,
like they do the monster trucks.
You're also taking left turns, which is more natural to a baseball player. And so
start at opposite.
Right.
Kitty corner each other at Gillette Stadium.
They
do the monster truck.
You know, they brought back some of the club cars, the helmet cars. You could put the big wheels on those, and they could be monster carts for the pitching bullpen carts.
Oh, now you're being silly.
Oh, you're being silly with your crazy ideas. Race from third to home. Oh, it'll be fun.
Not
from second to home and home to second.
How about let's play a new one, run over the catcher.
Second to home and home to second. That's your race. That's it.
Two players.
Or you could just do second to second and home to home and have them like, go all the way around.
Stop. Two players on the field at the same time, though. I want the end competition.
You can do that. All the way around. Each guy has to go all the way around.
What?
Second to second?
Oh, I get what you're
saying. Backwards.
You go all the way around starting at second. One guy goes all the way around starting at home so they can race each other. Yeah. Whoever touches the base first wins.
Yeah, but you're going to blow a tire if you try and touch home plate when you're rounding home plate. It's an odd motion.
Okay.
Just put
a real base there then.
Today's the day.
Jim is part of the solution here.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
He's coming up with more ideas. He's being helpful.
Yeah. Yep.
I wouldn't mind to see something that a guy could do multiple events, though. Like, see what, I don't know,
maybe
Mookie Betts can do, like, throwing home to second, like a catcher.
You can barely get guys to do the home run derby. Now we're going to get them to start running around the bases and do the slow rollers?
The five-tool player of the year.
This hasn't been well...
Oh, he's a tool, all right.
Has not been thought out by Mookie Betts. 617-779.
I'd rather watch guys eat hot dogs.
0985. You get your thoughts in on that. Feel free.
Mookie Betts.
Also, a football point. Want to talk about the Patriots and their weapons? We'll do that next.
Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Let's get to a couple of quick calls on the baseball thoughts. Travis in the car. Travis?
Hey, how you guys doing this afternoon?
Good.
Hey, Travis, how you doing?
Good. Hey, Zoe, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, so this whole conversation about the All-Star game is getting ridiculous. It sounds like my kid's Babe Ruth Baseball League or my daughter's softball team. Running around the bases for time and stuff.
Yeah, right. Shocking. It was shocking. And Jim Louth coaches girls softball.
It was inspired by Little League tournaments in Cooperstown.
That's Jim Louth.
Hey, absolutely right. So here's what we're going to do. We take a pitcher and a catcher. We tie their legs together. We do a three-legged race from home to home.
Battery, mate, three-legged race.
You know what I would do? Drunken
there
Olympics.
There you go. This is why you. This is you know why
home plate.
We're at
you
this
put
point.
The bat down.
Stop the silly baseball skills stuff. Let's just do carnival stuff.
Yes,
potato cookout sack. Stuff. You know, do the old potato sack race.
Egg race with the spoon.
Right, egg race.
You put the head down. You know, hey, you really want to time guys going to first base? Get those fast suckers. Put their head down
Thanks,
on the back.
Mookie.
Spin around, then run the first.
That's what Mookie's
see,
done here.
And then you have different contestants from different leagues, like from. You know, Pawtucket or Portland, and then you have the AA battery race. You have the AAA battery race.
What Same? About...
Get it.
What about...
Sponsored by Duracell or Energizer.
You put your yeah. most aggressive guys in the outfield and have fans attempt to run on the field and run across the field and see what guys do. All-stars.
Just go full Revenge of the Nerds and have them ride a tricycle race and you have to drink a beer at every lap.
Sounds good.
Juan's in Salisbury. Juan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi.
So I got a very quick point. So I got to get back into work. But in order to fix baseball, you got to get younger fans into the game. You can all agree on that, right?
Correct. Yep,
sure.
So my big point is about, I think it was 8 years ago. I didn't have a chance to look it up. But the MLB chose MLB The Show as their branding license for their video games and took it away from EA Sports. So what I think should happen is EA Sports needs to get that license back and make a multi-platform game, because right now it's only available for PlayStation. If they were able to put it on the Xbox and all the other ones, they could get kids more into baseball again. Because I think one of the biggest problems is lack of superstars. But if you actually have a game where you can go in and be your own GM for a team, you can learn some of those younger players that are coming up in the league and make the game more popular at the same time. Just want to hear you guys' thoughts on that.
But you could do that on the RBI baseball thing. My kid plays that all the time, and he changes the roster and makes super teams in that.
I have no idea of what he says.
The intern's
no, that's true. For a number of years, Xbox didn't have a baseball game because MLB The Show was exclusive to PlayStation. Now they have RBI Baseball.
Yeah, and so, if any of that is true, it's sad, but he's right. That would help the game. You have it available on more gaming systems that kids play and have it in a game that they like. That'll help the popularity of the game. Sure.
Yes, baseball is back on the Xbox with RBI Baseball.
Yep. Play with my kid.
There you go.
So see how big Judge looks on it. That kid keeps going, what's wrong with his teeth? Like they're a rake. The big jagged.
Brendan in the car today. Brendan.
What's going on?
Hi,
you guys
Brendan.
Might have just nailed it. You might have just nailed it with the carnival games. Give
yes.
you an idea. They
you give
do
tickets,
little
get tickets and prizes.
No, you get the wood crates, and, you know, you stack the Coke bottles up on the wood crates,
right.
And you throw the balls at the Coke bottles. Wow. You got some. You guys might be onto something with that.
What about the balloon? What about the balloon
like the
board from center
bottles,
field?
Right, with the yeah. hard ball?
What about,
yeah, I know
what how about the they put a big balloon you know, board up, and you have the center fielders throw darts from center
yes.
field?
Yes.
What's funny is we went to Cooperstown when I was young, and they put a table, a folding table, behind home plate, and you start in the outfield, and you... Everyone lines up, all the kids get in a line, and you all go one by one and chuck it at the table. Imagine yeah. that.
That sounds fun.
Let's go to let's go to one of our own.
Throw it at a table.
Let's go to Fred. Fred's got some baseball thoughts.
Freddy!
Round ball, crack of the bat. What's going on? I've been driving around. I saw the new station. I've only been in the car for about 4 hours. And it's been great.
How's your new board?
How's David?
Hey, Hardy, like that board that they give to the high rollers here?
Yeah, you should.
Did you get Mr. Frosty?
Yes. Did you get a chance to talk to the engineers about your board? Did they tell you how much fun they had putting it in and how much of a pain in the ass you are?
All they wanted to know was I happy?
Jesus.
And then they said, and I'm not supposed to tell you this, but special chair for the tea.
Right.
So I'll let you know about that.
Yeah, you're special.
Hey, you know what? I've been listening to you guys. I've been enjoying the show.
Thank you.
They can't do a skills competition throwing. Do you think that one manager, a GM, is going to let have an outfielder see how hard he can throw?
No, it's why they won't let these guys hit in the home run derby. Same damn reason.
Yeah, but the thing is that with your arm, it's legit. Like, you can throw
right.
your arm out. There's not in a million years they wouldn't allow that.
Well, how about scoring from second to home, Fred?
But it's
a guy sliding. You think he could get hurt?
Yeah, running, they're not going to let you run. No way.
I don't think that they're not going to put the gun on it. They're just going to, it's going to be for a strike, you know? That's all it is. Just get it home for the strike.
I got one.
Right.
Why don't we just see who's got the most wholesome smile?
See that now? That would be
a wonderful addition, I think, to any All-Star festivity.
Yeah, I mean, you just go, who's got that, who's the hayseed with a heart of gold?
Right.
And you go, oh, that's Mike Trout.
Okay. No.
You could go, who can take the biggest dip? And you go, like, hey, kid, that's what the game is missing, is good old tobacco.
Right.
You guys are a bunch of little angels now.
I wonder if we're going to be able to.
They're huffing reefer.
Do you like Rich as a co-host?
I love Rich. I love Rich. He's very creative. He makes my life a lot easier.
Where did that come from?
Just asking Fred questions.
Well, we're talking about the baseball All-Star
Fred,
game.
Well, Fred,
these guys are all
though?
Morning All-Stars.
Their studio's good?
I'll tell you what, it's going to be really up and running by the time you guys get in there.
Do you, by the way. Do you really make eye contact?
I'm not in until two weeks from tomorrow. That's when I come back.
You think Johnston and Flynn are going to be all set on Sunday for the first show in the new studio?
If a tree falls in the forest, Hardy, who cares?
Oh, wow. That's
wow. How are the windows? Did you get enough natural light in the studio?
They assured me that there's a film on them right now that will be removed. They were very attentive. They wanted to make sure that the big star is happy with everything. They said
I haven't been over there yet.
They also said Bertrand didn't like his seat, but they're like, that's not really an issue. Hey, what can we do for you?
Fred, do you recognize the danger in surrounding yourself with enablers?
I mean, I do have an assistant at the new place.
Right.
Big cocaine connection.
Okay.
I won't even have to move a muscle. It's going to be like I was a record executive in 1975, baby.
And good for them. They won't have to move that far from the studio to go get resupplied.
Thanks, Fred. Fred Toucher, everybody.
We can look forward to a lot more of this because Fred's going to be in the car.
I like my seat. My complaint was not about my seat. The seats are actually very comfortable, fellas.
Oh, okay.
Mike stand was a problem.
What is that?
Can
Felger do this to his mic stand?
You'll see. I'll let you guys discover it for yourself.
Oh.
It's a problem?
It's a different setup. Just stick that mic in my face.
I was told that alterations will be considered.
I could do a show from a folding table.
May not be able to fix it right away, but they'll come to a solution. But
we're going to get Fred calling in a lot more because he's going to be on the road for a much longer period of time, going home each day, listening to the midday show.
Correct.
So we can look forward to a lot of that.
Can't wait. And he'll be all coked out, too.
At 10 o'clock? At 10 o'clock, what do you think kind of traffic's Fred going to hit from there to Newton? There's no easy way because there's no straight road to Newton.
No, he's going to do back roads. I know exactly the route he's going to go. He's going to go Columbia Ave. He's going to go past Franklin Park. He's going to go through Rozzy.
Bad decision by on his part.
He and I actually wazed and map-quested it out, and it's going to be for the best. Certainly in the morning, because he'll hit no traffic going that way in the morning.
Once you pass... Never mind, we'll do this off the air. 90 seconds, no commercials. Hardy has our headlines, and we will get to this Patriot story right after this.